This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson in Monmouth at Western Illinois Animal Rescue, where you've no doubt been following the situation where several dozen cats were recovered from a home in Monmouth a few days ago, and we wanted to get an update on that and talk about the situation there with Dan Porter. He's the president of Western Illinois Animal Rescue. Thank you so much for your time. I imagine that this has been a pretty difficult past couple of days for your organization.
Definitely has. It's got all the volunteers pretty much maxed out.
Take me back to, what was it, Tuesday morning when you first learned of this situation? What kind of happened, and walk me through what you did from there?
Well, actually, we knew about it several days before that, because our animal control officer, Robin Avery, alerted us. So we put it out on Facebook that we were needing some help, you know, with cages and litter and food, and most importantly, donations, because we anticipated that the vet bill was going to be pretty high, and we were right.
You go Tuesday and you recover the cats from the how many have been recovered at this point? And from what I understand, you found a few more after Tuesday, right?
That's right. Initially, I believe they found 71 or two, and we went back the next day and got six or seven more.
So you discover all these cats over the 2 days in this home. What was the situation like inside the home? Was there nobody there? Was it just cats overrunning the home? What was that like?
Well, fortunately, I didn't have to go in there because it required a hazmat suit and a respirator. And some of the local police officers and the animal control officer I mentioned are the ones that went in and took them out. But they had removed the three women prior to going in and getting the cats and taking them to the hospital for evaluation.
So when you first hear, again, this started when you heard a few days prior that this was going on and you were going to need help, that there were all these cats in the home, which I think, from what I was hearing, was close to 80 now. What's going through your mind?
Well, at first I panicked because our little rescue is already full of cats. And then I realized there was no other way to approach it except take it one step at a time. And, of course, that step was to get the cats out of there and get them all out to animal control. And they had to house them actually in the dog kennels out there inside of wire cages that people had given us or loaned us. So they're not set up out there for anything like that number of cats either.
I can't imagine. What's the condition of most of the cats? I read somewhere where some of them maybe are okay, some are not so okay, and unfortunately it sounds like maybe some have had to be put to sleep.
That's correct. There was at least half of them were sick, and I think we finally had to euthanize 10 or 12, last number I heard. That were just beyond any help.
Somebody other smarter than me can debate euthanizing versus non-euthanizing, but regardless of your stance on that, that's a difficult thing to have to come to grips with, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm certainly glad it didn't get left up to me. Our animal control officer, Robin, had to make that call, and it took her toll on her.
I can imagine. So, I guess maybe I want to focus on maybe the positive here. You've, in the last couple of days since this all started to be known, you've sure had a lot of support and help from the community, haven't you?
Yes, we have. The monetary support has been good, and they brought us enough cages and litter and food to last for a little while at least. The only thing that's been a little disappointing is we haven't been able to get any of the other shelters to reach out to offer any help. And perhaps it's because I haven't asked. But Humane Society in Oquaka is coming to take six of them today. So that will help. But the other problem we didn't foresee is there is at least four, maybe five, pregnant cats out there. And they're already starting to have litters. So that number I gave you is expanding as we speak.
I did run into somebody on my way in who said they saw your list on social media of things you needed and said she just pretty much got one of everything on the list. But so I imagine that kind of support, though, regardless of you know, what other help you are and aren't getting, that must feel pretty good, all things considered.
Oh, yes, it does. Absolutely. We're still faced with the problem of what we're going to do with all these cats, because in addition to our volunteers taking care of our cats here, they're having to go out to the county animal shelter and help the ACO with that as well, because far overwhelming for one person, and it's a big job for three or four.
So the need at this point is, one, more supplies, and two, if there are humane societies or other organizations within the sound of my voice that can help you with some of these cats, that's ideal too. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The number one problem we face right now is where we're going to place these cats. We still have no idea and no plan. We're just taking it a day at a time.
Let's, in general, talk about Western Illinois Animal Rescue. How long have you been in operation? How big is the organization, volunteers, that sort of thing?
I've only been with them for about 4 or 5 years, but the organization has been around for many years. Maybe, I don't know, 15, 16 years. We have about 10 board members, and we probably have 30 active volunteers. And I mean, in other words, the ones that come take a day or take a couple shifts every week. And it's never enough. And of course, the volunteers and even some of the board members change time to time because different things come up in their life and they can no longer spend the time with the rescue. So we have new people coming and old people going, and it's a constant turnover.
In short, perhaps now more than ever at this point, you need every possible type of help that you could imagine, right?
Yes, that's correct.
I'll end with how folks can contact the organization in a minute, but as long as we were here, I guess it's a good thing that all these cats are inside and in perhaps a semi-comfortable environment, because the heat is just the worst right now. If it's, as we always say, if it's bad on us, it's certainly bad for our animal friends, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. There's no animal should be outside today or any day with a heat index like we're having.
What's the best thing that folks can do? It's aside from keeping them inside, maybe what, keeping the air on and food and water?
Yes.
How can folks contact Western Illinois Animal Rescue?
Well, they can either send us a private message on our Facebook page, or they can call our phone number here at the rescue. Many times they'll get an answering machine, because once again, we're volunteer based. We're not open like a business at 8 hours a day. We have different hours, different days. But the girls are pretty good about answering all messages.
And there's costs, I know, associated with the pets you do have up for adoption. There's some procedures and costs and things like that, right?
That's correct. We try to get a small adoption fee. For example, we get $55 adoption fee for an adult cat, $75 for a kitten. And in reality, our costs are hovering around $90 to $100 to do all the vet work and the microchip and everything else we include. So we're not obviously in it to make the money. We're in it to at least try to get reimbursed for each animal as best we can.
But obviously, any way that anybody can give time, money, help, that sort of thing, it all goes to help, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You said you've been involved with the organization a few years. What led you to want to be involved?
Well, at one time there was talk about a past president had quit, and the board was about ready to close down the rescue and donate the money they had to another wonderful organization, which is the Guardian Angels out of Galesburg. And my daughter was one of the board members at that time. And I kept suggesting to her that they needed to use social media more. And finally, one day she said, well, if you think you know so much about it, why don't you be the president? And like an idiot, I said, okay. So that's how that happened.
All right. Dan Porter, president of Western Illinois Animal Rescue. I know you said you joined the organization and became its president in part because you were an idiot and got convinced to. But you and your organization are doing fantastic work. And I know it's difficult right now, but I know there, as I said earlier, a lot of people in the region and the community thank you for that. And I thank you for your time today, and hopefully things get solved here sooner rather than later, especially the situation with all these cats.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you.
And Western Illinois Animal Rescue is on a relatively new building in Monmouth on Harlem Avenue, along with a number of other businesses, including Dan Porter's own. It's, again, 300 West Harlem. The number is 715-7109. Again, 715-7109. They do also have a Facebook page. Search for WIAR Rescue, WIAR Rescue, or their website, WIARRescue.com. But you can go to their Facebook page to find out everything that they need in terms of providing help to these nearly 80 cats now that have been recovered from a home here in Monmouth earlier this week. Stay tuned. I'll be back with sports, and we'll have business news and much more straight ahead as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.